Welcome to the Village of Barton annual meeting being held on the 10th of March, 2026. It's now 7 p.m. and I call the meeting to order. My name is Jacqueline Lorien and I have had the privilege of serving as the incumbent moderator for the past 3 years. And at that point, I'm going to turn it over to Sheila. Would you like to magnify?
I am good, thank you. Okay, Article 1 is to elect a moderator for 1 year. Nominations are in order.
I nominate Jacqueline Lorien.
I second.
Are there any other nominations?
I move nomination cease and a clerk cast one ballot for Jacqueline Lorien.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it, the motion carries, and now it's all yours.
Thank you, guys. You took my pen.
Oh.
Because
it matches mine.
It does. Okay, Article 2. Elections of officers required by law. Under Article 2, I'm going to read the following positions that are up for election. Clerk, 1 year term, currently Sheila Martin. Collector of delinquent taxes, 1 year term, currently Sheila Martin. Treasurer, 1 year term, currently Sheila Martin. Trustee, 3 year term, currently Gina Lyon. And we now take nominations for these positions.
I make a motion that we vote for the standing board.
I second that.
Okay. Any discussion? No? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, Article 3, appropriations for elected officials. To see if the village will appropriate the following sum for elected officials for 2026. These funds will be raised through the operating budgets of the village department as follows. Clerk, $210. Collector of delinquent taxes, 8% of delinquent taxes collected. Treasurer, 1% of taxes collected. Trustee, $1,500. Do I have a motion?
I would move the amounts as stated.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right.
Hold a second. Oh, thank you.
It has been so moved and seconded that the village appropriated funds for elected officials for 2026 as stated in Article 3. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries. All right, Article 4. To see if the village will vote to bond its officers and pay for the same.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, it has been moved and seconded that the village will vote to bond its officers and pay for the same. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. Article 4 carries. Article 5. To see if the village will raise $76,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual village budget and the ensuing year, and directs the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. This is on page 17 of your book if you wanted to review. Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none, it has been moved and seconded that the village will raise $76,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual village budget and the ensuing year, and direct the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries, Article 5. Article 6, to see if the village will raise $395,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual highway budget and the ensuing year, and direct the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. This is all noted on page 21, if anybody wanted to take a look. All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded that the village will raise $395,000 through taxes upon the grand list for the funds requested in the 2026 annual highway budget and the ensuing year, and direct the trustees to assess a tax on the grand list sufficient to meet the same. Is there any discussion on this? Yes.
What's the $20,000 difference? You did so well with the other budget and level funded.
I think it's 30,000, because we actually, last year we raised 425,000, and so we, there was just some, I think it was highway, there's just some things that we had to go up on. So if you approve the last thing of 30,000 for the paving, it'll be even as it was last year.
And where are we going to see paving and potholes and all of that taken care of?
I was expecting this question, quite honestly. So last week, our DPW foreman ended up with a medical issue, and he was out the two good days that he could have patched. He was able to lay some patch Friday when he came back to work, but we only had, I think he said, 2 ton and didn't have enough. He called Pike. We can only get cold patch right now from Pike at their Waterford plant. And he called them yesterday to get more so that they could do it, continue with it. And they are out. So they were making more, but they also had their MSHA training today. And so they were limited staff. So his hopes are to go down and get another load tomorrow. And he and his additional worker will be swap patching the rest of the week as long as the weather cooperates.
And do we have any major projects that we're thinking of doing anyway?
We don't have any major, but we know that there's need. We obviously did Lincoln last year and Pleasant Extension, I believe, is what it's called. Yes, we realize that there has to be paving. I think it's going to depend on whether or not Article 10 goes through, how big of a project we're going to be able to do.
Right now, Kathy, in the paving fund, we have 50, I have to look here, 50,377.37. So if we add the additional, it'd be around 80. And we didn't use any of our funds last year for 2025 because that was through FEMA.
We used some. It wasn't all covered by FEMA, but yes, we did have to use some, but the majority of it was a FEMA project. Yes.
I would like to remind the town, if you would please remind them, that when they're doing the patching the pavement, that the house beside the orange house on Route 5 is where the village stops, not the house on the other side of it.
Okay.
I pay taxes for the village because the sign is on this side of my house. Every year, they don't do in front of my house.
Okay.
When they paint the lines, they stop. When they do anything in this town, they stop at my house. I pay taxes for the village.
Yep.
The sign is on the other side of my house for that reason.
Sure. Yep.
Remind him of that.
Happy to have a conversation with him. Definitely.
I believe there was
Mr.
another.
Mr. Commandant, did you have your hand up?
Yes. Did you ever consider replacing the road from here Roaring Brook, because it's like all one patch.
Yep. So actually, that's a great question. Thank you for bringing that up. So that actually is paved by the state of Vermont. Okay. We maintain it, but as a Class 1 road, the state is responsible for the paving of it. And our DPW foreman and I had a meeting with the state, a couple of representatives from the state, and an engineering company that they are slated to do 16, I think, from Hardwick through here and up through in 2027. So we're going to have to get by with patching for one more year, but it is coming.
It's great to hear.
Yep. Yep. Any other questions?
Okay. All those in favor of Article 6 as stated for the $395,000? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, Article 6. Article 7, to see if the village will raise $71,000 through taxes and user fees for water department capital debt, retirement, and water capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major repairs, replacement, and upgrades to the structural components of the village water system. This is noted on page 24, if anybody wants to.
So moved.
Second? Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. It has been moved and seconded that the village will raise $71,000 through taxes and user fees for water department capital debt, retirement, and water capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major repairs, replacement, and upgrades to the structural components of the village water system. Any discussion?
I would like to make a motion to amend Article 7 to exclude properties without access to water from paying the tax.
I believe that has to be a change to the charter. Do I have that correct? Yeah,
so. Can I ask a clarifying question? Did the charter change between 2024 and 2025? Because that's when the taxes changed.
Natalie,
I'm not
that
sure.
Changed because we as a trustee board decided to do it legally. And we received guidance from our attorney that the grand list, all property tax owners, are responsible for general bond obligations, as I explained in an email. With that documentation, that it wasn't a change with the charter. We had feedback, as did the previous board, from auditors in the past that they were not appropriating the taxes correctly to those users. And so we, as a board, decided that we needed to do it legally, correctly, per the recommendation of our attorney, per the recommendation of our auditors. It had nothing to do with a charter change or anything like that. We're just following the law.
So the suggestion then is that prior to this past year, it was being done illegally.
They were, when we had talked about it, in spirit, they weren't charging you.
Or any other properties that are excluded.
Correct. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And I am in the same boat as you. I'm not on the system, but I am now paying that tax just like you are.
With access, potentially.
I'm sorry? What was that?
With access, potentially. Whereas it doesn't come up to Breezy Hill, so there's no way to access.
So I didn't build the house, so I'm only going based on who did build the house, and they were told that the access was not available. That's all I know.
Any additional discussion? Okay. All those in favor of Article 7 as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. The ayes have it. Article 7 passes. Article 8. To see if the village will raise $70,000 through taxes and user fees for water department capital debt, retirement, and wastewater capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major replacement and upgrades to the structural components of the village. That is noted on page 27, if anybody wanted to review that. All right, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, it has been moved and seconded that the village will raise $70,000 through taxes and user fees for wastewater department capital debt, retirement, and wastewater capital reserve funds. Such funds will be used for major replacement and upgrades to the structural components of the village. Is there any discussion on this? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion carries. Article 8 passes. Article 9. To see if the village will collect its taxes due and payable within 60 days without discount, with interest to accrue on delinquent taxes at the maximum rate allowed by law, and an 8% penalty assessed on all delinquent taxes and postmarks not acceptable as payment dates. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A second.
It has been moved and seconded. Seconded. Is that a word?
You got it.
Sorry, it is tonight.
It is tonight. Number two. That the village will collect its taxes due and payable within 60 days without discount, with interest to accrue on delinquent taxes at the maximum rate allowed by law, and an 8% penalty assessed on all delinquent taxes and postmarks not acceptable as payment dates. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Article 9. Article 10. To see if the voters will authorize an appropriation of $30,000 to the paving restricted account. Such funds to be used for the village municipal roads and direct the trustees to assess a tax sufficient to raise the same. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that the village, that the voters will authorize the appropriation of $30,000 to the paved restricted account. Such funds will be used for the village municipal roads and direct the trustees to assess a tax sufficient to raise the same. Any discussion? Yes.
What's the criteria for deciding who gets paved roads?
Great question. So we've actually asked our DPW foreman to come up with a grading sheet selection to help us decide where to go next. We do realize that, is it wet? West Street?
West Street, yeah.
Bad.
Needs some work. With that being said, though, it also needs a lot of underground work, too. So we know that that's probably top of the list, but it's something that we're going to have to discuss with and work with our DPW foreman on, but we know it's there.
There's two other streets, too. Harrison Avenue and Park Street.
There's multiple streets. We're aware.
Does grand list value on the street come into play at all?
I don't know, because that assessment is being handled through the town. So no,
I'm asking if that plays into deciding what streets to pave. For example, I know in the town, when the town wanted to take over a road, there had to be so much grand list value to be able to take over that road.
Yeah.
Does grand list value play into the criteria at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
We have never thought of
We've never discussed it that way.
That's an idea.
Yeah. But
we'll keep that in mind, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other discussion? Not hearing any. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Article 10 passes. Article 11, to act on any other business that may legally come before said meeting. Do I have a motion? No? Any, you don't need to, no? Okay. Anybody want to talk about anything?
Sure, Donna.
This winter.
We got a gentleman over there too.
And last winter as well. The village plows the snow into our front yard, which is fine. We understand it needs to go somewhere. I would just like to ask that when the snow melts and they come clean up, I mean, the sand and salt and all of that, and dug up grass.
Is that the road that we're working on?
It's on 5.
Oh, on 5, on the front?
Yep.
Okay.
I just want it looking good once everything's melted.
Sure, yeah, I can have a conversation with him.
We had another gentleman right over there.
There was a, yes.
I have two issues to bring up regarding a recycling station.
Your name, I'm sorry, sir. Can I get your name?
Yes, Ramsey is the first name.
Okay, thank you.
So Tom and I work at recycling, and on the days that it rains or when there's snow melt, the area where we stand to take the recycling from people that drop it off is literally 2 or 3 inches deep with water.
Oh.
And it never used to be that way.
Yeah, it used to be about three inches deep up there.
Because the roads that originally were lower than where the recycling compactor is are now, over years and years of sanding, have built up so that all the runoff runs right
it's
there.
Down.
And we're just standing in standing water. So if someone could address that and either put ground stone or a concrete slab.
Is that a town?
It is.
Yeah, it's managed by the town, but I'm happy to have a conversation with Kristen, if that would help.
It would. I appreciate that. Also, even though I brought it up at the select board meeting, where the trash that's been dropped off there over a series of months and years that's been built up will be collected in the spring, I was told. Could we have a sign encouraging people, or at least alerting people, prohibited items, say? Because as much as that trash will be picked up, I'm sure it will be dropped off again. And as it is dropped off, people think that this is a place that's really no trash, because after all, everybody else has, so why not? And also, to discourage people from dropping off live ammunition in the dumpster.
Oh, wow.
So, as obvious as that may sound, it's not obvious to some people.
Yeah, I can bring that up and mention it to Kristen as well.
I picked up 30 rounds of, I don't even know what this is, but large enough to kill a deer, in the dumpster twice.
And that's at the recycling center?
Well, it's happened, in the last 5 years, it's happened 3 times, only dumping off live rounds. And the metal pile, plus, was actually in the compactor.
Yeah.
So we got to shut the compactor off. Get inside the compactor, dig around,
find it.
I'll follow up with Kristen, the town clerk, and if not, maybe I'll have a conversation with Jeff Cota as the board chair of the select board.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been at several meetings before, and we've been told they're going to put cameras out there and signage. Nothing's happened.
Okay.
There's been a hide a bed out there next to the metal pile for 3 years.
Okay.
There's mattresses and all kinds of stuff laying around, rubber tires. You know, no guys are out there.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can also... I'm sure that they're aware of it, but there's grant programs that the state has where they could utilize to get security cameras, as we did at our facilities. It was a pretty good favorable grant. I think it was a 50-50, something that they can look into as well. And there's another one for signage, so I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, at least a sign saying prohibited items or something of that.
Well, even the speed limit sign would be nice. Some people fly in there.
Stop talking about me.
So dusty out there. We're standing there. People wouldn't even get out of their cars.
It's because it's usually 1:55, and I know you're closing at 2. Yes.
Speaking of speed limit signs, any possibility to get the ones fixed that are up and ain't working?
Yeah, so you're talking about the ones that are solar run?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the one out by the Cincadas out here as you come into the village, that one is just completely broke. So I'm trying to go through a grant right now to get it replaced. Is the one out by you working? I thought it was.
It hasn't worked since the day they put it up.
Oh.
You can be walking towards it and it'll say 60 miles an hour.
Whoa, you better slow down.
Apparently I hold my lawn at like 72.
I know the one up by on Eastern Ave as you come down works, and that one's pretty legit because as everybody comes over that hill, they're going about 60. So
that one's worked maybe 3 months out of the time. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I will see about including it through a grant program. I will tell you those signs are pretty pricey. I don't know that we can get them repaired or replaced through, I don't think there's a warranty because I think they've been there for a little while, but I will talk to Andy about it. Yeah, I thought only that one was not working.
That one's worked like 3 months the whole time.
No, it was us through a grant years ago. Yep.
Anything
you guys
else?
Are giving me a list.
I know. Good stuff. Chipper, you could probably lay some logs down over.
Slow them down.
Thank you.
Give them more of a lift out of the water.
Right.
Jackie, Mr. Jesmer.
Yes.
Hi. I've been doing recycling for about 5 years now, and it's a workout. And I want to thank the town for paying for me to go out there and work out.
You go pass that one on too.
Yeah.
I will.
No, we're going to take that one.
You're going to take that one?
The town can have the rest. The village is going to take that one.
That's a lot of work. We've had as many as 205 people in 5 hours.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot. I make a sandwich every week. I never get to finish. I finish my coffee. I got a little phone that I bring out there. I might have finished my coffee 3 times in 5 years.
Wow.
But what, I don't know if it's an appropriate time, but I'd like to ask if we could possibly get a raise.
So, can you add that to your list, please?
Yes. Sure. Right. So, Tom, that's all handled through the town, and this is just for village, even though the village utilizes the recycling because the village, Orleans and Barton Village, are part of the town. But I am very happy to advocate for you folks. So I will have a conversation with Kristen, and or if she says go right to Jeff, then I will gladly do that.
I appreciate it. Thank
you
very much.
You're welcome.
We can use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
and does everybody here realize that the recycling is free? You just need to bring it to them, and they will even take it out of your car and dump it in the dumpster for you.
Well, when I first started, we used to have 60 to 70 people on a Saturday. Now we're about 200 on a busy day.
Yeah.
Because we help a lot of people.
You do. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm Andrea Jen.
Lenny's a busy man.
Did you make a motion to adjourn, Lenny?
Yes.
I second.
All right. 28 minutes.
What's that?
28 minutes.
Very good. 28 minutes.
Good job, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.